Hello guys, welcome to my podcast. Today we'll discuss how does wireless charging work and what is it, what are its pros and cons. Wireless charging works by transferring energy from the charger to a receiver in the back of a phone via electromagnetic induction. The charger uses an induction coil to create an alternating electromagnetic field, which the receiver coil in the phone converts back into electricity to be fed into the battery. Wireless charging works similar to the power sharing technology, and they both use alternating electromagnetic field and electromagnetic induction and receiver coil and induction coil. So, what are its pros and cons? How does wireless charging work? It is simple. It works through electromagnetic induction. But what are its pros and cons? Number one thing, it's con. It is expensive and it is not that fast. In order to get fast wireless charging, you need to spend more on mobiles and you need more expensive wireless chargers which have that capability. Plus, you need a smartphone that supports wireless charging. Or a case. In India, there are few phones which come with a case of wireless charging, and wireless chargers are also not available that much. Plus, your phone should also have wireless charging, which inexpensive phones do not have, and we have to buy iPhone, OnePlus device or Samsung mobiles, which are very expensive. One thing, it's availability. It's not available that much. Plus, is inefficiency. We have to align it, and if you cannot align it properly, or if you don't recognize where the coil is, it doesn't charge your phone. For example, if you are in a hurry, have to charge your phone, and you are going somewhere, then you see your phone is not charged after you have been for hours. It is discharged. So that's the inefficiency it has. But Samsung uses in its chargers, it has a hole in which you keep, so you get where the coil is and it aligns it properly. Plus, you can't use your phone at the same time where you are charging. Plus, many more cons. Now we will talk about advantages. Advantages are that it doesn't require a wire. You don't have to connect it, and you don't have to switch it on. Sometimes you forget to switch it on. And plus, wireless chargers are wireless, but they still require a plug outlet. And if you forget to on them, if you align the coil, still your phone wouldn't charge. That's the same problem in wire charging. But still, wireless charging is not completely wireless. And today, only few phones come with wireless charging, which I discussed. Plus, no other phone supports it other than a few brands. And there are a few power banks also which have wireless charging. So now we are going to discuss about the latest technology which is going to come in future, which is there is a charger nearby and you keep a phone anywhere near that range, then your phone gets automatically charged. That's the new technology many brands are working on. They are working on something which has a range of 10 meters. If you come take your phone around 10 meters or near the charger which has that technology, it will charge it. So that's the technology some brands are working on. Plus, wireless charging still is not that advanced. That's it for today. We will meet you on the next episode of Tech Explained Quickly. Bye bye.